The president of the National Farmers and Fishermen Award Winners Association, Philip Abayori, also shares Send Ghana's views on the disbursement of agri-sector budget and calls for a change in the way things are done in the area. Mr. Abayori adds that farmers do not have any investment options which largely affect their work. He calls for the strengthening of farmer-based organizations.
African countries realized that there was no growth in the sector and that being small-scale dominant agricultural systems, they need to upscale the sector so that at least they can bring out people from poverty and also attract the youth into agriculture. But you heard he say it is not happening. And why it's not happening is very simple. The amount of money that is being put across stays where it's supposed to pay workers and also to be able to strengthen the sector. That is good because if they don't strengthen themselves, they cannot. But what is not happening is the fiscal, practical investment for the farmer to be able to adopt, to purchase technology. CSR, they put the technology there. Perhaps the seed that they have developed is not for free. At the end of the day, the seed must be multiplied. There should be money to multiply enough of the seed to reach the farmer. If the seed is not multiplied, though they have tested the seed, it is okay. Nobody can get that seed. Now, secondly, the farmer gets the seed. The farmer has to plant a certain plant population on the ground to be able to get a yield. Now, because perhaps the farmer does not have that capacity to purchase that technology, he plants little of the seed. He will still be at where he's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Secondly, finance. So what all this is about is that we need to change the way we do things. If we are applying a youth and agriculture program, as you have said, 65 and 70% years old, what you need to do is you work with existing farmer-based organizations. And those farmer-based organizations are the people that at least the youth will emulate, saying that they are making some improvement. And strengthening them will be that the farmer-based organizations will be able to contribute a little money, go to CSR, support to be able to get the seeds, them to expand the seed that they are developing so that at the end of the day it can get to the farmers. We are prepared to contribute, but the issue is that the partnership should be holistic so that at the end of the day we can see the benefit of the ground.